This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Hanover, New Hampshire poet Carol Westberg's new collection, Terra Infirma, dives headfirst into the heavy, messy, stress-inducing parts of life: aging, parenthood, loneliness, and cancer, just to name a few. It's Westberg's first collection since her debut, Slipstream, which was a finalist for the 2011 New Hampshire Literary Award for Outstanding Book of Poetry. She joins me now to talk about Terra Infirma. Welcome, Carol.
I'm very glad to be here.
So if I had to pick one thing that this book is about, I'd have to say that, first of all, that would be a hard thing to do because there's a lot going on in this book. But if I had to place it all under one umbrella, I'd have to say that maybe the stress of change is the broadest theme I could think of. So my question to you is this a book about change? Or if not, what is it about to you?
That's interesting. I'd really never thought about it as a book about change per se, although there's a lot of change in it because everything changes. Nothing stays the same. I've thought about it as a book about loss and love more than anything. It's also a book about illness and coping with change. And there is stress in it, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that definitely comes through. Yeah. I wanted to ask you, since we're talking about loss, about your brother. You have a series of poems about your brother. Could you tell us about him?
Right. I dedicated this book to my brother, Craig, who is 4 years older than I am, and he died in a mountain biking accident in Arizona. He lived for a long time in southern Colorado, and that loss was very unexpected and difficult for the whole family.
You say he died in an accident, but it seemed like he actually finally died in the hospital bed, right?
He died from an accident. He was mountain biking, and he was paralyzed by the fall. And the whole family, his children, wife, sister, brother, all of us gathered and were able to say goodbye to him when he asked to be taken off life support.
And it's a beautiful moment in the book, and I'm glad we've arrived at this point because I'm hoping you could read that poem for us. I think it's called Halo.
I'd be happy to read that poem. Halo. You inhale through a hole in your throat, attached to the machine that breathes for you. A silver halo drilled into your skull secures your caged body, silent as sand. They've stitched the cut that gaped from your mouth into your left cheek. You sleep as long as the drug drips into your vein. Wake to hear, see, mouth words, unable to escape pain. It's my turn to see you alone. How small you look, big brother. Hands still, legs still. I'm afraid to wake you, but touch your shoulder, wrist, foot. I worry that your swollen feet will get cold, exposed with no sheet. Then remember, they can't be a source of pain. Only a miracle could let you move again below the neck. How could you not fear this tethered life more than death? You climbed high into the Andes, cast your small plane's shadow over ocean and desert, and just yesterday tore breakneck down a Mazatzal trail to crash and sever the lacework of nerves at the top of your spine. A mercy that you, who don't believe in miracles, wake able to shape the words, "Let me go." After your children smuggle in the dog to lick your face, the hospital sends a slim angel to turn off the machine.
That last stanza there really struck me as sort of just the key that turns the whole poem open. I don't know, did that last stanza just come so easily to you, or was that a struggle? It seems like it came easy. I guess that's why I asked.
This poem, I think for me, the poems that work come fast. They don't, I work within them for a long time. That particular stanza has been in and out of this poem many times. I agree with you, but I've also taken it out as too sentimental, and I put it back in. But it's in it, and that's the way it was published.
I know poets who labor for years over the same poem, and you're nodding now because you must have experienced that yourself. So how do you know when a poem is finally done, or is a poem ever finally done?
Well, there's the saying that a poem is never finished, just abandoned. You know, at a certain point, you give up and call it done. And plenty of poets publish and then later change their poems because they keep on tinkering. I would say I write very slowly. I'm not a prolific poet, and I love the revision process. Sometimes you can make a poem worse that way, but in general, I would say there comes a point at which you say it feels right, and especially I think endings are very difficult, and it's hard to get the end that clicks.
My favorite poem in this book was also one of the shortest, Scrabble Lesson.
Well, I have to say I love this poem too, but partly I love this poem because it's about my favorite aunt, and it really was a Scrabble master, and had a wonderful sense of humor, sort of biting and dark. And she and I carried on a correspondence from the time I was 5. So, I mean,
letters.
Like postcards or letters.
Okay.
And I would send them off to her, and she would often send them back corrected. So,
can you read Scrabble Lesson?
It's called Scrabble Lesson. My daughter eyes a triple letter square, pleads wordlessly until I abandon levity, spell out viral in a less auspicious place. Aunt Clary, a master at 83, smacks down mug above the coveted space. The child sulks in her chair. Stick around, says Clary. It just gets worse.
Two parenting philosophies collide there on the Scrabble board. Love it.
Yes.
Well, Carol, thank you very much for coming and talking about Terra Infirma.
Well, it was a pleasure.
Carol Westberg is the author of the new poetry collection, Terra Infirma. And you heard her on The Bookshelf from NHPR. And we've been asking you this week about what's on your bookshelf, and some of you have responded. Paul in Concord wrote to recommend a book called The Girl on the Train by Paula Hawkins. Paul says it's a very well-written mystery that moves along at breakneck speed and is just hugely entertaining. And you can tell us what you've been reading lately, just like Paul did. Tell us what's on your bookshelf by writing to books@nhpr.org. And for a list of 5 books on Carol Westberg's bookshelf, go to nhpr.org.